After exchanging letters for a whole year and guessing at what they looked like, the pen pals finally met each other during a field trip to Queen's University. They played tug of war, hula hoops, and ate ice cream together.
So pen pals, wasn't it fun to write letters to kids from another school this year?
Yes!
We're pen pals. My name's Ray Wesley Baxter Jr. and I'm 7 years old. I was wondering what he looked like. Will he be white? Will he be black? I don't know.
So how do you feel now?
I'm getting used to it.
Wesley Baxter was really excited to meet his pen pal. Wesley's a first grader at Park Road Montessori. It's a magnet school in South Charlotte, where about 95% of students perform at grade level. Stephen Lopez is a third grader at Sedgefield Elementary, just 2 miles away. 60% of Sedgefield students perform at grade level, and most students there are from low-income families. They said they were both nervous to meet each other, but when they met, they didn't talk about their differences. It was basic kid talk.
I thought the first note from me said that you like pizza.
Yeah, I did say that, but I didn't know you would like that too.
I like it. Everybody likes pizza, remember?
Steven's third grade teacher at Sedgefield is Kellen Blackburn.
I've never done one before, so it always seemed like a lot of work on the teacher's part, especially working at a Title I school. It's kind of your priorities are really trying to get these kids where they need to be academically.
But she says the pen pal program turned out to be a valuable learning opportunity for the students.
I had one student who was an ESL student at the beginning of the year. He was reading maybe 15 words per minute, really struggling, not motivated to read at all. And his pen pal suggested Captain Underpants. It's a chapter book, and a pretty hefty chapter book. And so he, every day for probably since the last 2 months, he's been chapter books, so just been, you know, in them. And he's grown a lot fluency-wise. He's motivated to read, even if it's just those books. It's a huge difference from the beginning of the year.
Mostly, the students wrote about their favorite colors and foods, but Lily Sadoff, a third grader from Park Road Montessori School, tried to teach her pen pal, Jatora Judge, a different language.
I asked her a few questions, and I told her some stuff about myself, like that I do gymnastics, and I showed her how to write her name in ancient Greek.
Yellow.
I thought it was green.
As they boarded the bus to go back to their schools, the students were given pencils and encouraged to write over the summer. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.